Families and rescue workers in eastern India are identifying bodies after the country's worst train disaster in decades. At least 275 people have been killed, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has promised to punish those responsible. Preliminary reports suggest a signal error may be to blame. Sarah Hyatt reports.
Four diggers is what it takes to move a single train carriage. From above, the scale of the destruction becomes clear. On the ground, a round-the-clock clean-up operation of India's worst train crash in more than 20 years.
20, 30 people were dumped at a place. And scattered people are screaming. So scene was so difficult that you can't understand to whom you are going to serve first, to whom you are going to rescue first.
Families have been trying to identify their missing relatives.
They're saying you'll get to find out at the hospital. I've been to all the hospitals and they have found out nothing. I'm going to Bhubaneswar to find out. I just need my husband. I don't want anything else.
Such was the scale of damage that some could only identify their loved ones from personal belongings such as jewellery. Others will be identified through DNA testing. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says a signalling error caused the pile-up.
It's about the point machine and electronic interlocking in this matter. The change in the electronic interlocking caused this accident, and whoever did it and whatever are the reasons will be known after the investigation.
On Saturday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the survivors in hospitals. He promised them that those responsible will face justice. More than 12 million people use 14,000 trains across India every day. Most of the train accidents are caused by human error or outdated signalling equipment, leaving many people in India questioning the safety of one of the largest railway systems in the world. Sarah Khairat, Al Jazeera.
Ume Kulsum Sharif is at the site of the crash in Balasore.
After a rescue operation that's lasted more than 24 hours, the focus now is on a clean-up operation that is underway right here. At the site of the massive accident that took place on Friday, two passenger trains and one goods train. The calamity is for everyone to see out here. There are carriages that have been thrown on either side of the railway track. And there are people out here who are trying to put the rail lines back together. There are teams here, dozens of them, from the state national disaster management. There's the police force, there's the army. The police has cordoned off much of this area, and plenty of rail workers who are out here moving tracks, trying to put them in line, moving stones, putting wood blocks. And there is a rail coach that just went by that was inspecting the overhead wires that have all snapped. How did we come to this? That's what the railway officials are trying to find out. The railway minister has said there was some kind of interlocking failure, and the prime minister has said those who are guilty will face the consequences. Well, for the millions of Indians who take these trains across the length and breadth of the country, thousands of trains each day, want to know what happened. They also want to see that it's fixed so that their loved ones will be safe on the trains. But a more immediate focus right now is not far from here. Our families who've managed to made it are actually looking for loved one at hospitals and at the morgue, and they really want to have answers. Ume Kulsum in Balasore for Al Jazeera.